the Oscar nominees
to the ones that are downright rotten.
From RottenTomatoes.com, it's Grey Drake.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Yeah, back chatting about this weekend's movies and a couple more to get to. Here's a clip from The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature.
Oh, I thought we were in real trouble there for a second. You scared us, you cute little guy. Boop. I should have booped his cute little nose.
Don't call me cute.
I have no idea what that clip is actually referring to because they didn't screen this movie for critics.
That's shocking.
Never
shocking.
Good. Never good.
How will it get into the hands of the Oscar voters?
Oh, God. Well, you know, the first Nut Job, which I also didn't see because they didn't screen it, and why would I torture myself beyond that?
Well, it had unanswered questions. I will let you know that. I mean, it ended pretty open-ended, actually. So I saw the sequel coming.
Boy, that one was 10% rotten on the tomato meter.
Yeah.
And so if you assume, as if you kind of whittle this down to a mathematic equation, sequels generally score about half as well or a quarter as well. So that means this one's going to come in at a whopping like 4%.
No.
Oh, God. So this time, the squirrel that's voiced by Will Arnett, he's leading the animals in a charge because the park is going to be destroyed and turned into an amusement park.
Mm-hmm.
So, urban development lesson. And the only other things I really know about this movie, try as hard as I may to find out what to say about it, that Katherine Heigl is in it. Boom, I'm out.
Okay. Got it. All right, one more to talk about. Here's a clip from The Glass Castle.
We are going home.
What? You're giving up already?
I'm not gonna arm wrestle you.
Oh, okay, so you admit it. I'm right and you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Colleen's camping trip, so it ended in arm wrestling matches.
Stay classy, campers. So that was a clip from A Fateful Dinner. This is based on a true story. And Brie Larson's character, Jeanette, has grown up in a really questionable environment. Woody Harrelson is her dad. And her brothers and sisters, they've all, like, been through a lot. This family is very neglectful. If you guys saw Captain Fantastic last year, this story is what would happen if that family were full of alcoholics and painters, basically. So, yikes. It was a hard life for them growing up, but it's not a pleasant movie, but it is the movie that has told me award season has kicked off again.
Okay.
So, full of great performances, not a real humdinger of a good time at the movies, but again, these performances, like I think Woody Harrelson's probably going to get nominated for it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty darn good. I mean, Naomi Watts is in this. Like I said, Brie Larson is. The list just goes on. This is a good one, although not a fun one. If you like movies about fancy people drinking tea, then this season has begun.
All right. Grey Drake is the senior editor at Rotten Tomatoes, and she joins us Fridays to chat about the movies. And, of course, we have Rotten Tomatoes linked to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt page at star1025.com. Go there anytime you want. See what's playing. Thank you, Grey. You have a great weekend.
Thanks. I'm going to go fix myself a cup of tea.
And paint something, right? Okay. You have a good one. Take care, Gray. Bye.
Bye.
Always be part of the show.
Call 280-102.5 and talk with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.